This episode of Rockcast is brought to you by Rock Partner Missional Marketing, an SEO and advertising services provider. Connect with Missional Marketing today at rockrms.com/partners. Welcome to Rockcast, the podcast dedicated to the rock community. Join us as we delve into behind-the-scenes happenings, offer insights into our community, and explore leadership dynamics. I'm Emily Foreman, and today with me are Lori Yoakum on our team and special guest TJ Pira with Fairhaven Church. Welcome to Rockcast. Welcome, TJ. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. I'm humbled and honored to be here.
All right. So, TJ, you are the Director of Data Insights at Fairhaven Church in the Dayton, Ohio area. Your church has been running on Rock for several years, I think since 2021, and are of average attendance size about 4,000 per weekend. Does that sound about right?
That is correct. We have we're a multi-campus church in the Dayton area. We have four physical campuses, and this is actually our 60-year anniversary coming up.
Oh, wow. So. That's great. Is that this year?
Yeah, that's next month. I just found that out yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Congratulations.
You find out as the work comes in to support it, right? Those requests.
Right, but 50 was just felt like yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's funny how that goes. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm TJ. I do all things rock within the rock database, but I also do all things data. We're pulling data from the app and from other resources. So, yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about your journey, how you came to Fairhaven, what led you there, and what drew you into this community?
Sure. Yeah, the journey was actually part of my testimony. It's really neat to see how God works through all things. So I graduated college in 2010 and moved to the Dayton, Ohio area, started off a career at Honda Car Sales.
Okay.
And, you know, that was fun, but it also was all nights and weekends. And the culture, as you know, the stereotypical culture in car sales is pretty cutthroat and wasn't exactly where I wanted to be. So I got into banking. I figured that was a little bit more safer route, but really wanted to get into healthcare. So I ended up taking a job in healthcare about, well, now like 12, 13 years ago. And, was actually looking to go from business to nursing. I started school for nursing. And during that time frame, I was just getting into clinicals when the school had changed its whole structure and I would have just had no life. I would have had to get to work early in the morning so I can leave early, go to clinicals, go to lab, and then come home really late. And at that time, my wife and I were looking to buy a house. We were looking to foster children and just wasn't practical. Mm-hmm. At that same time, God opened the door and gave me a promotion at my job at the hospital. And I was doing business and analytics for them. And he said, hey, got a promotion. I actually have something more exciting for you. So I was like, oh, okay, this doesn't work out. I'm still happy to be in the healthcare setting. Mm-hmm. And then God continued to open more doors to develop some of the skills I needed. So they were on software, which I think we'll get into the next question, but okay. It just opened some skills I needed to develop in order to get me to Fairhaven and what Fairhaven was looking in some for in somebody. So long story short, then 10 years later, one of my friends, I was involved in our church and getting to, I knew a lot of people from serving and attending, and my wife actually works at Fairhaven, which is pretty awesome and a blessing to work with her. Mm-hmm. It's fun to work at the same place. And, you know, work goes home with you, but it's fun to talk about.
Yeah.
And one of my friends was the operations guy here, and he said, hey, I know you do stuff with data, and I know you do stuff with software, and we're actually looking at moving to Rock. And it's a new software platform off of, you know, from Fellowship One. And so we had several lunches about it, and they invited me to the Rock conference, and I was like, after researching, I was like, this is where I got to be. This is where God wants me. And then in October, I got hired.
Wow. That There's a lot of transition that you just kind of glossed over in between all those things. But you touched on the skill sets that you'd been building that ended up being really valuable in your role there at the church now. Can you elaborate on that a little bit more?
Oh, yeah. So I like to say my previous experience, God was using to prepare me for the experience that I needed and the skills I needed in my current role here at Fairhaven. So we were on this system called Epic, which is a health record system where it's basically groups people and things about them. You know, you go to the doctor, you have scheduling, you have finance, you have your doctor's notes, all things that were very similar to Rock, where I started in software customization. So taking their product and customizing it to the needs of the hospital. And then I slowly got into the data analytics side of things. And so I always like to say, like, you know, physicians cannot know all things or be all things to their patients. The software cannot replace the physicians, but it gave them the tools to improve access to the info and relationships. Same thing with the church software. It's not replacing ministry. It's improving access mm-hmm. to the info and relationships we have. So that mm-hmm. got me really excited to say, like, wow, it's doing the same thing I'm doing, but it was going from a physical health to spiritual health.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great comparison.
Now you had...
Go ahead.
Well,
I was just going to say, I ended in population health management, which was something newer to the health field, where you're looking at optimizing health outcomes for the specific populations of people. So it's using data to help doctors make and see decisions they might have missed and prevent issues and improve the quality of life. And I like to say I'm in a spiritual health management sector now where we're looking at improving people's lives, right? And helping them on their journey to be spiritually healthy.
Absolutely. Now you mentioned that you attended the Rock Conference, but you did that before you left your job in the healthcare field and took the job at Fairhaven. What was it that happened at that conference that helped you make the decision to make that move and go all in with Rock?
Yes, I had to take my own PTO to attend the Rock Conference, but the church wanted to make sure that this is something that was God had for you. So going to the Rock Conference, it was really, the community was unlike any other community. I've been to conferences on the business side of things, and people are more or less in it to win it. They're not going to, mm-hmm. you know, necessarily support you, but here the people want it to help you. They want to mm-hmm. help you do better, and they expect nothing in return. It's mm-hmm. great.
It's amazing. You can't really believe it until you see it in action, right?
They care about that you do good and you want mm-hmm. to exceed. They don't see you as competition.
Right.
So I met so many people through the conference that just had this amazing passion that you can see for serving the church in what they did, using their technical skills, and met some people through Rocket Chat. One of them was Tina Roosh. I met her at the conference, talked through Rocket Chat, and she helped me a lot. You know, I felt like such a consumer in the mm-hmm. beginning. And she was like, you know what, TJ, I felt the same way. But after 2 years, I can now be a contributor. And her goal was to spend half her days Friday meeting with other Rock churches and helping them. So there were several Fridays where she would help me with build within Rock. And it was it's a goal of mine. So that's why you see me more in Rocket Chat, sharing code, talking to people, because I'm like, I want to be a contributor and help people build ideas, because that's what was given to me. And it was such a huge help.
That's just critical for the community to function in the ecosystem process the way it is. And it's really unmatchable. I mean, I think back sometimes at various conferences as I see people in the hallway saying, hey, I love that thing that you shared. Like, how could I implement that at my church? Let me tell you my unique angle. Or someone saying, hey, you know, I'm talking about this, but don't worry, I created a white paper, or I have a workflow that I exported that I'd be happy to send your way. And you're right, where do you see that somewhere else? People would be like, yeah, number one, I'm not going to tell you about it because this is my edge, right? And if I did, I'm going to be like, good luck recreating that. So it's an incredible thing.
I mean, it's amazing that you can, I was at this conference and they're you're using your skills to support the ministries of Jesus. Yeah. It doesn't get much better than that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And there's none of the splintering that you might see in places, right? Like nobody's saying, oh, my church is this particular kind of church, or my ministry angle is this particular kind of ministry angle. It's just a really unified experience.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about one of your projects then, one that you might, some people might listen to here and be excited to learn more about, and that would be your Leader Platform project. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
That was a big project and a lot of fun. It was the first like big project I got to work on for our church with our partner, and it's a really cool tool that our church was able to come up with, and it was built on the shoulders of giants, right? I saw someone else in the community and I said, hey, you're doing something like kind of that we're doing. And, you know, we met over a few meetings and they were showing me like, oh, you can do this. And we're like, I like those ideas. I want to build off of those. And so really what the Leader Platform is it's a tool for our serve teams that they can use to align all of our leaders and across all the campuses for a shared vision. But it also allows ministry-specific training and development. So you go to this page in ROC, and there's a home page. It's for all the leaders, and you can see things like news and updates, what's coming up in the church, and you can see training. So we just had this leader summit, and it's once a year where we get all the leaders together, but people can't attend it if they had something else going on. So we're able to put things up there like the videos for the leader summit so that in case you missed it, they're able to see it. Or, nice. Hey, what was that they did for me? You know, it's a unified place. So it kind of aligned our serve teams, provided more consistency. They were all on different platforms before, whether they were using Excel, Planning Center, SignUp Genius, texting, emails. So, you know, depending if you were on a couple serve teams, you didn't know where you were going to get your information from. Mm. Is the ministry leader going to text me? Am I going to get an email? Do I need to download that PCO app just so I can, you know, see it there? And just being a multi-site church kind of made it even more confusing. So we needed to find some way to bring all the serve teams together in one consistent place. So that way, oh yeah, I know I can go there and get the information I need. Or get the content, or we even integrated the group scheduling into it. So they have one place to go to see all their scheduling needs.
That's exactly what you need for volunteers. So in creating the centralized hub, what are some of the effects that you're seeing in those ministry areas with your volunteers? Are you seeing a change in their attitudes, their connection level? How has that helped the ministry that you guys are doing at Fairhaven?
Well, I already said it kind of unified them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, now they have one place to go. Yeah. They can see everything that everyone else is seeing. So if you're in one ministry, you're not going to miss something that's central to all the ministries because it's all in one place. One of the things is that the ministry leaders, for example, kids ministry, they could submit all the content they need for all the campuses, and then we still have a little personalization. There's news and updates, so that way each ministry leader for each campus can customize it to their own needs, but they don't need to get the content and the training curriculum needed for Sundays and have to send it out to their leaders and post it. It was all done centrally, so it saved them time, effort, mistakes, and kind of goes to, you know, the model method theory. You know, we all have one model, but they have different methods of working at each campus, so it allowed them to do that as well.
Mm-hmm. Nice. So you've shared with us previous to this that your next big projects are phase two of that leader platform and a dashboard aimed at guiding members of your congregation into the right next step. Can you tell us a little bit about how you plan to use ROC to do those?
Yes. So the leader platform, it was our phase one. Now we're looking at phase two. How can we get other ministries their own specific pages that would be valuable for them to use? And because they don't all look the same, you know, not everyone has curriculum like kids, students, and group life does. So now we're evaluating what would be important for them to on their pages to communicate with their serve team members. And then I love dashboarding and reporting. And so
I wouldn't guess that from your background at all.
So we're looking at developing, okay, now that we're getting all this data, mm-hmm. now that we're fully immersed in ROC, how can we take that data and display it to the ministry leaders so that they can take actions on it? And it's not, some people look at that and they're like, oh, it's a grade card. And it's not a spiritual grade card. It's more an evaluation for us as leaders to give indicators on whether we're winning or not. You know, bigger is not better, better is better. So how can we look at all the people in our ministry and meet them where they're at? So we're building this dashboard that will just be able to help us see where people are on their faith journeys. And mm-hmm. we have six essentials, and I'm pretty sure a lot of other mm-hmm. churches are very similar. You know, how are people involved in worship, building relationships, pursuing God daily, serving others, giving generously, and making God known? And how could we see where people are exceeding and recognize them as leaders and empower them to get other people to grow in their spiritual journey?
Yeah, that's incredible. Well, TJ, the ROC community is made up of hundreds and thousands of stories of churches doing ministry in new ways and unique ways, of people's stories where, you know, we've each experienced growth and callings and pain points, and we stretch and we share. And that's what is just the fabric of this community. So we really appreciate you joining us on ROCcast to share your voice and your story that helps make up a part of that greater whole. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, it's been great. It's been a pleasure.
All right. And thank you to our listening audience. Please make sure you're subscribing for our podcast so you can catch the next episode and be up to date on all things that are happening with ROC, as well as the stories and voices of our community. Thanks for joining us. This episode of ROCcast is brought to you by ROC sponsor Intulse, a voiceover IP service provider. Connect with Intulse today at rockrms.com/sponsors.